You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol Boy. Yet another internationally known brand. What an amazing organization. How many lives they have positively affected. So excited to have them on the show. We're joined this morning by Lisa Gordon. She is the president and CEO of Atlanta Habitat for Humanity. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Grateful for you to swing by and join us. I know you're awfully busy out there saving the world, so grateful for you to swing by and give us a few minutes. I have a feeling that nearly everyone listening to this broadcast is very familiar with Habitat for Humanity. But for those listening who might want a refresher, can you just remind us about your mission and purpose?
Well, Habitat for Humanity is a large organization. It's an international network of over 1,260 affiliates locally in the United States and 70 countries around the world.
Wow.
And we are fortunate at Atlanta Habitat to be one of those affiliates. We're probably in the top 10 of the largest affiliates and highest producing affiliates. So we are among that group, but we're really excited about the work. And the mission of the organization is to make sure everyone has a safe, decent place to live. And here in Atlanta Habitat, what that means for us is we've been around for 35 years. This is our 35th anniversary in 2018. And we have served over 6,000 family members over that time in 100 Atlanta neighborhoods. And why that's important is we look at our impact not just as the homeowner, but also the families. You know, what happens to those children? What happens to that homeowner? And so really the impact is intergenerational as well as not just that one home buyer. And we also see an impact in our communities in terms of what that means for home ownership and how it stabilizes community. And more recently, we have extended our mission to focus on neighborhood revitalization, where we look at how can we serve more people in those communities, and we can have more programs that serve our new homeowners, but also existing legacy residents and people that are the anchors in those communities, some seniors and veterans. So we're really excited about the work we do. We also have a really interesting component of our mission, which is we have a ReStore, and that's a retail outlet. It's more like a discount appliance furniture mart, and people can shop and donate there, and the proceeds from those sales go to help us build more homes.
That's great stuff.
So your new model that you referred to, is that the build-a-block strategy? And can you tell us more about that?
Sure. I refer to it as our build-a-block strategy because it actually dawned on me as we were driving up the street to a new house build that all around us we were seeing blight. And what were we doing to impact that community? So yes, we had built a new home. The homeowner was really excited. We were impacting that family. But as we looked at that block, we were saying, what else could we do that's really in our sweet spot building to help those communities? So our build a block strategy is when we go on a block, what else can we do? So we can purchase existing homes and rehab them. We can do repairs. We can also do brush with kindness, which is just paint and some minor repairs. Like, what can we do to make that block look better? Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, if you have a block that has 10 blighted homes, people feel like it's hopeless to impact that block. But if you fix one or two of those homes and rehab them, and then if you paint four or five of those homes, then you build one or two new homes, all of a sudden that 10 homes on that block becomes, there's seven really nice homes on this block, and there's three homes that are remaining that might be blighted, but then code enforcement comes across and they might tag those homes. Or sometimes we see a little bit of a halo effect where people just say, I don't want my house to be the worst house on the block. And all of a sudden, while we're doing that work, we see people cleaning up their homes. So it really is, that's the block by block impact. And we feel like if we can impact those communities one block at a time, all of a sudden we've gotten that whole neighborhood and we're really more of a catalyst for change and not just building that single home for a single family. So really just, you know, what's that effect that we can have that impacts those communities?
And it has a ripple effect, right?
Because
as you said, because then you clean up the common space and the little park in the area, and then you clean up the streets and then clean up the school down the road. I mean,
we get partners. The other thing with that program is we work with other nonprofits and other partners that are investing in that community, just like you said, the schools. So we will go and meet the principal of that school and see, are there any things that we can do to help their programs? And so we've done that with a few of the schools where we're focused in these communities.
That's awesome.
So we all know what you do and we all are moved by what you do, but how does it actually work? So if I'm an individual or if I'm a family and I say, I need a new home or I need my home rehabbed or whatever, how does it start? How do you make application?
Well, let me first start out by saying there's a lot of people that need affordable sure. housing. Mm-hmm. It's between 80,000 and 100,000 people here in the metro wow. Atlanta area. And around mm-hmm. the country, this is a huge yeah. issue. So mm-hmm. for us, it means making sure folks have access to that opportunity to own a home, but they need to be ready. And so for our program, we want to have financial literacy training and coaching. They have to do 250 hours of sweat equity. They have to have a job for 2 years or more, no bankruptcy. And really, they have to work with us to not only build their home, but help us build other homes. And then they do 12 classes throughout the year to make sure they have the skills. We even have a homeowner maintenance program where people learn how to fix the appliances in their house, how to maintain them, because we want the homes to look good. We don't want people to go down the street and say, our homes don't look good and our homeowners are not good citizens in the community. So we do that. And our program takes about a year. And so our homeowners, during the time that they're doing the sweat equity and they're doing all the courses, they also are leasing the home from us. And at the end of 12 months, about 12 to 16 months, they close on the house and it becomes theirs, just like any other homeowner. We get sponsors and civic groups and churches to help us provide financial contributions for those homes. So we're able to offer zero interest.
Yeah. So that's phenomenal. That's yeah, awesome.
That's great stuff. I love the idea of teaching people how to continue to care for their home
right.
after getting it, because, Lord, I could benefit from that education. But that enables them to take pride in their new home. Mm-hmm.
So, absolutely. If you built your house, you would take a lot of pride in it yeah. as well.
Oh, no absolutely. Doubt about it.
All right. Lisa, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington. And I know buying a home is a major investment. It's important to know the home you buy will be comfortable and energy efficient. That's exactly why Jackson EMC introduced the Right Choice Home Program. These homes are built from the ground up by industry-leading builders and guaranteed to provide both comfort and energy savings. Energy efficient homes, guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
And we're back with Lisa Gordon with Atlanta Habitat for Humanity.
So, Lisa, you touched on home repair when we were talking about the build-a-block strategy. Let's dive a little bit deeper into your Repair with Kindness program.
Our Repair with Kindness program is really geared at non-habitat homeowners, people that are residents in the community. We call them anchor residents because in some of the most challenged neighborhoods, there are people who've been there for a long time and invested in those mm-hmm. communities. It's largely seniors and veterans. And so most of the folks are over 65 that we serve. The first homeowners that we had were 88 and 92.
Wow.
And so they have been there a long time. And this program is geared at providing quality of life, critical repairs. So it's usually things that are safe, dry, and accessible. And if mm-hmm. you think about that, it's usually a roof, doors, windows, a handicap ramp, and a sidewalk. And mm-hmm. then we usually pressure wash the house and we may paint it if it can be painted. Some homes can't be.
Understood.
And then we do landscaping. And what we find is, as part of that build a block strategy, that really helps those people stay in those communities, especially as improvements come mm-hmm. and economic development comes, it's almost an anti-gentrification strategy because now those seniors have the basic repairs that they need for their home done. And so someone comes by and says, we buy homes for cash, they're not susceptible to that because their house has all of the basic right. needs that they need to be successful in that community. Mm.
That's wonderful.
You mentioned veterans a second ago. Do you have any programs for veterans? If so, explain.
Our programs are geared at veterans. So this Repair with Kindness program, we a veteran anywhere in City of Atlanta and South Fulton, as far as Fairburn and Palmetto, mm-hmm. can get the repairs. And they're also open to take advantage of our home ownership classes. And we also had about a year or two ago, a partnership with United Way, where any veteran in the United Way's program could take home education classes with us.
So I know people tend to give a lot of money and give back over the holidays, but I imagine you have year-round needs. And I'm thinking, with this being New Year's Eve, that maybe we've got some listeners who will make a New Year's resolution to give back. How can they give back through your program?
We would love for them to be part of our 2019 strategy and give mm-hmm. back to us. And so there's multiple ways. They can volunteer with us. They can donate online with us at atlantahabitat.org. And there's a donate button. It's really easy. And they can also shop in our ReStore, shopping for a purpose. And they can also donate to our ReStore. So those are the ways that they can help us. And right now, there's a Clark Howard build. They can come out and volunteer as part of Clark Howard's build.
Ooh.
And that's something that we're trying to get more volunteers. He does with us anywhere from 3 to 5 houses a year. And right now, his build just kicked off, and it would be great if we could get some more volunteers for that.
I can't imagine there's not a ton of people who would like to meet him in person who would do the build just to get the chance to meet him or get a picture with him or ask him a question.
Well, I worry about this because I think of me when I say this, ask this question. I love what this is about. I love the idea. I love the community coming together and people coming together to help build someone's home and change their life. But I couldn't hammer a nail to save my life. I have no handy skills whatsoever. I imagine there's a place for everyone, though, right?
There is a place for everyone. And ironically, when I joined the team, I kind of have known as a girly girl with my nails and how I carry myself. Uh-huh. And so when I told my friends I was going to build, they're like, you're going to build, you're going to swing a hammer. And yes, there's jobs for everyone. There's painting, caulking, there's laying grass, there's all types of activities, and you don't need any experience. And so one thing I can say now is I'm very handy with a hammer. I know how to use the circular saw. I know how to use lots of tools. And I learned that all as being part of the Habitat team.
That's awesome.
You have definitely more skills than I. So
any events coming up in 2019 that are just not miss events?
Well, we had last year our first gala in celebration of our 35th anniversary and also to raise funds for our Build the Block strategy.
Right.
So this year on Saturday, April 13th, we are having our gala and it's going to be a block party.
Ooh.
And it's going to be super fun. So everyone needs to come out. We also need some sponsors. So if there are any sponsors that would like to sponsor a table or sponsor the event, all those proceeds go to those programs that I mentioned. Because as we do the community programs, it's a little different in terms of how do we make sure we have enough funds for programs that are really going to help some of the community members. And the repairs, those repairs are usually $20,000 each on average. And so we just need to build up our funds to do those great programs. So we would love to see everyone on Saturday, April 13th, and we're having it at Flourish. And we usually have it as an interactive experience.
Mm-hmm.
So the work that we do, you actually get to experience some of the work that we talked about as part of the event. So it's like really fun.
That sounds fun.
On-site training for me.
Yeah. There you go. Bring your tool belt.
All right, Lisa, before we let you go, a couple of pieces of business, please. So should anyone want some general information about Habitat for Humanity, where do they go if they want to volunteer, if they want to learn more about this gala, if they want to make financial contributions, sponsor things, give us where they all go.
They can come to our website at atlantahabitat.org. They also can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or Twitter. And we'd love to have them. It's so much fun to be involved with Habitat. Once you get the bug for Habitat, usually you can't get rid of it.
That's what I hear.
So we would love to see you out there. Mm-hmm. So I'm sending an invitation to you to come join us.
Outstanding. Lisa Gordon, the president and CEO of Atlanta Habitat for Humanity. Lisa, it was a great pleasure. Thanks again for your important work for this community.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, And we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.